That's just good old-fashioned Holy Ghost feel singing by this crowd. We're glad to have you tonight. We're glad you're here. Now, I'm not going to be a long time, but I realize and know that I've had a little extra singing and this and that. If you give me your attention for about an hour and a half, you can be fine to me at the house. And so, that's all right. I'm not going to be like that preacher, you know, that didn't have a watch, so he pulled a mint out of his pocket and he put it in there and he preached until that mint was dissolved. And then he knew it was time to quit. One day, the little button off his collar fell off in his pocket. He reached and grabbed in there thinking he had a mint, and he put that little old button in his pocket. He preached everything he knew three times. And about 2 hours later, he said, "Folks, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm going to have to quit because I run out of anything to say, and my mint's still as fresh as it was when I put it in there." All right, take your Bible, if you will, please, tonight, and we'll be looking there. I appreciate Brother Randy and playing that bass guitar and all that right there. Hey, that's good. He just started doing that a few days ago, didn't you? A couple of weeks ago. There you go. And no flies on that right there. And then Miss Evie singing that right there, singing that song, picking the guitar. Did you write that song? You didn't? That's all right. You could have. You done a great job with that. And then all these other folks there, it's a blessing from on high. In the book of Psalm 51, you find the place. We're going to be looking there in verse number 1, verse number 9. If you find the place, if you can stand for just a minute, if you're able to. Verse 1 says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." In verse 9, he said, "Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities." Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. Thank you now for souls being saved, lives being changed and challenged, and we pray that now you'd meet with us tonight, move in our midst, and we'll say thank you in advance for saving the lost, lifting up the downhearted, setting the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while a sermon entitled, "Blot Out My Transgression." And by the way, I preach this morning that if he doesn't blot out your sin and your transgression, he's going to blot you out. I mean, you don't have to be blotted out, but your sins will have to be. And if you want your name to not be blotted out from the book of the living, then you'll have to come to him as an empty-handed beggar. You know, the Bible said there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Listen, you and I are sitting here tonight. I was a sinner, and I'm saved by the grace of God. That young lady will be baptized and was a sinner and saved by the grace of God. If you're saved tonight, you got saved from sin, not in sin, but from sin, and by the wonderful grace of God. In this Bible, listen, if we're looking at, let me tell you what we need. What we need is mercy. Verse 1, we read that. And let me tell you, nobody's going to deserve to be able to go to heaven. I've had people that literally looked at me and hated me so bad. "I don't know why you think you deserve to go to heaven." I don't deserve to go to heaven. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell right now. And you'd be there with me too. I got to say to you, it's by the grace and the mercy of God. First of all, in verse number 3, we didn't read that, but he said, "I'm going to acknowledge my transgression." You know the reason why people don't get saved in the day and hour we're living in? They don't think they've done anything wrong. They're not willing to admit they're a sinner without hope, without God. And let me tell you, he said there in verse number 4, "Against thee and thee only have I sinned." You know, I've had people that have told me and said, "Well, you know, I'd come to your church, but I feel like I'm about as good as anybody in your church." I said, "Well, you might be better than most of them, but that won't get you to heaven." You see what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm not trying to determine how good or how bad that you are. I'm just trying to let you know that God's grace will be sufficient for you. You know, the Bible says there in the passages, you know, if we'll confess our sins, that he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. And the Bible said in verse number 2, if I believe it's right, he'll wash you thoroughly from your iniquity and he'll cleanse you from all of your sin. Let me tell you something right now. I'm glad to know that I came to know him in the free pardon of sin. Now, I wasn't looking for him, but he found me. I remember when he come knocking on my heart's door. I remember when he started calling my name in my heart, in my soul. Listen, I knew it ain't my mother, it ain't my brother, it ain't my sister. It's me, oh God, that stands in the need of prayer. And when I come to know him in the free pardon of sin, let me tell you, he found me. I wasn't even really looking for him. And now in the lesson that we're looking at, here's the reason why people don't get it. And I want you to look about in verse number 6 that we've in that same chapter this there. Notice what he said. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. Look at that. You know what it takes to get born again? Just be honest with God. God knows us inside and out. And God said, I desire truth on the inside of you. Now, you know, it's one thing to be able to talk a good story. And I've got a lot of kin folks. I mean, I love all of them dearly as I can. And they can talk a mile of religion, but they don't walk one inch with God. And what they end up doing is that you know, they're really religious folk and so forth, about like I used to be, and religious but lost without God. And let me say to you that what they would do, I mean, sometime they'll make it to a funeral, and one of them had the audacity to say, I don't know why you got to preach when you go to a funeral. I said, well, when's a good time to preach to you? The only time you come up and show up is when one of your loved ones have died. When's a good time to preach to you? Now, let me say to you that when you begin to look into it, is that he's got what only we need, what only he can supply, and you'll have to be honest with God to be able to get that. I was thinking about in this lesson that we're looking at, is that you've just got to be truthful. And I'm not talking about, you know, semi-truth. You know what a semi-truth is? A lie? You're going to have to come to him and be honest and to be open and to be truthful on the inside with every fiber of your being. Now, I can tell you what he'll do is that if you'll be honest with God, he'll wash you and make you white as snow. Now, you know, the Bible said, and we're not going to turn there, but in 1 Timothy chapter number 5, at about verse number 24 and 25, that some men's sins go open beforehand. In other words, you know they're a sinner. I know some people that'll be honest with you and say, hey, preacher, let me tell you, I'm ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of how I'm living, ashamed of what I've been doing. I'm ashamed of it. But I'm as hell-bent and hell-bound as they come. Now, you know, it's sad to be able to admit that and do nothing about it. I got to say, then there's other people, you know, that every time they get drunk, they want to talk about Jesus. I've had more drunks call me up, and preacher, I just wanted to tell you, and this is the truth, I'm going to quote him. He said, when I come to your church, you make me mad as hell. I said, that's where I'm trying to save you from. I'm trying to point you the only one that can cause you to miss hell and make heaven. That's the reason. And then he turned around and started telling me how much he loved me. Then he started telling me about Jesus. I mean, I'm telling you, over down through the years, I've had lots of that. I want to say all that to say this. Some men's got sins that are open. You can tell it. They don't know nothing about God, care nothing about God from the very beginning. And then there's others that you'll think's all right already, and their sins are going to follow after them. And we'll be surprised, no doubt, one of these days that they didn't get in. I want to say to you that if you will, please, is that you ought to come to Christ. If you're here tonight and you're lost without God and you've never come to Jesus and had a transforming life to where he converted you and changed you for all eternity, you ought to come to Christ. That Bible said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And let me tell you something right now. When God saved me, he put me in the house of God. You know, the Bible teaches us, as with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with his mouth confession is made into salvation. Now, over there in the book of Revelation, we read this morning, chapter 21, about verse number 8. He talked about the list of people that die and go to hell. The first one was the fearful. I've had people that literally told me, well, preacher, I'm afraid I can't live it. And you can't. You can't live it. You're not going to be able to earn salvation. But God will make a new creature out of you in Christ. And when he does, he'll give you the power of God unto salvation, and he calls you to be able to live and serve him whenever he calls your name. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into that, you'll find there's a whole list of people. He mentions the unbeliever next. He mentions the whore. He mentions the whoremonger. He mentions the fornicator, and he mentions all of that list there. And then when he gets down to the end of it, and he says that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Now you know what the biggest lie that man believes? That he's already saved or she's already saved when they're really not. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 3, if a man thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth his own self. Now, I don't know about you, but I went in self-deception for a long time. I knew how to quote Romans 10, 9 through 13 way back then. I used to go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, business meeting night, and all them other nights. And boy, let me tell you right now, I grew up in the house of God. But the day he showed me myself like he saw me. See that? I quit thinking that I was something when I knew I was really nothing. I remember sitting there on the pew, and it was kind of an odd thing, is that because my brother-in-law, there's me and my wife, and then there's a brother-in-law, and I guess it was his girlfriend or wife or going to be wife or could be or might be or maybe wanted to be and never did happen, I don't know. But I was sitting there, and I could feel the Holy Ghost of God knocking on my heart. And I was thinking to myself, oh, yeah, I bet you God's wanting to get a hold of him, get a hold of old Jerry. But it wasn't Jerry he was after. No, he was after old Dennis. And buddy, he was pounding on my heart's door. And I'm talking about in a real and a personal sense. And by the grace of God and by the mercy of God, I got born into the family of God. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm his and that one of these days I'll hear him when he calls for me to leave this world. And I'll tell you the reason why I'm going out. I'm going out spotless as white as snow because he's blotted out my transgressions. Blotted out. A lot of time people, you know, will come along in line and they'll say, hey, how you doing? Well, under the circumstances. Well, what are you doing under there? I mean, we all say that. I'm going to tell you something. I've been saved by the grace of God. And if you can't say that, then you ought to get saved. You ought to get saved. All right, let's stand to our feet just for a moment tonight. We're going to pray, and then we're going to go back here, and we're going to let Brother Mark lead in some singing. And if you need to go to the restroom during this break time, and we'll summons you just as soon as we all get ready. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us. May the Holy Ghost of God move in our midst tonight. Maybe a man, a woman, a boy, a girl said, preacher, I need something real from the hand and the heart of God. May this be the very night. Today be the day. May you hug them up real close, show them thyself, and show them themselves like you see them. Lord, we want to say thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. Bless now the word to every heart in Jesus' name. Amen. All right?